Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Jones and Keith, WEEI, every Wednesday at high noon. You know what time it is. It's time for Pure Hoops with Terp, Justin Turpin from WEEI, and apparently also Nesson TV. We got TV Terp with us here, Keith.
TV Terp, unbelievable.
How'd that go?
Things have changed.
Our little Terp is going big time all of a sudden.
It's much nicer to be able to wear a hat and sweatpants or whatever.
Agreed.
Here, which that part of it's nice, but it's
way
cool.
More comfortable.
It was fun.
I came into work the other day. I go, business Terp. I thought he had Celtics press conference, Celtics practice. I didn't know what
something
it was
going on,
and he didn't even tell. I came from television.
He's a humble man.
He didn't want to get hit with a brag of the
That's
week.
Exactly what it was.
You didn't want to get
That's
hit with
exactly
a real life brag of the week.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Ken came screaming down the hallway. He's like, Terp was on TV. Terp was on TV.
I was like, all right. TV Terp. Yeah. Well, we tried to tell you. Terp's going places.
That's right.
He's here every Wednesday at high noon with the latest on the Celtics. Now, Terp, you told us to wait it out. Wait out the first seven games of the year.
It could be a slow start.
It's going to be a slow start for the Celtics. Wait for the win total to drop. Go bet the over on the win total after the first seven games, I think the number was. I know you expected a slow start. Did you expect it to be this slow?
I mean, I think it's gone kind of as expected, right? They're hanging in there with the bad teams, the teams that they should, and they're not really hanging in with the good teams, like New York. I mean, that game, aside from the second quarter, was probably a little closer than I thought it would have been. Like, New York's a better team. They're an Eastern Conference NBA Finals contender. The Celtics aren't. I mean, the Sixers. We don't really know what to expect with that team, and turns out they might be better than we expected going into the year at 4-0 now, and VJ Edgecombe's been great. Tyrese Maxey's been great. So they held around on that one. So I think it's been kind of as expected. It just hasn't been pretty. I think the rebounding has been the big thing where it's like, whoa, like we knew this was going to be an issue, but we didn't think it was going to be this big of an issue.
How do you think Mazzulla's dealing with everything so far?
I mean, so far, so good, I think. I think he's giving the right messaging for this team that they're still figuring it out. And it's true. I mean, part of it, you know, the talent drain. We've been talking about that since June, like how much talent they lost. Like, that's just the reality of it. And they're also, it's guys in elevated roles playing with new faces. Like, there's eight new faces on this team. Like, that's a lot. And it's going to take time. It's not going to be something that happens overnight, especially with the schedule that they're playing.
It's the opposite of the Patriots. The Patriots got rid of all their bad players and brought in good players. The Celtics got rid of all their good players, with the exception of two, and then brought in a bunch of guys that are like average.
Yeah. I mean, look,
not great.
I like the lawnmower, I'd say, more than most.
Sure you do.
Don't think that guy should be starting for an NBA team.
No.
As good as he looked the other night. But no, just circling back to their start, Terp, you say as expected. Well, the Knicks are better.
Right.
The Pistons might be better.
They're bigger.
Fine.
And are better.
Nice.
But usually the 1-1.
And I know the Sixers are undefeated, and I think they're, is it just them and OKC? I think those might be the only two remaining undefeated teams. So maybe the Sixers are just better than I thought. That's the game that I guess really bothers
and
me.
And the Bulls and the Spurs
out of the start. Oh, they're also undefeated. Yeah. Okay, so I take that back.
How the Bulls are 3-0 is.
Didn't realize that. Maybe they're the two undefeated teams that won last night. But anyways, regardless, the Sixers loss still bothers me because of the way that went down. As a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter. They led the Pistons early, but it was early, and Detroit might be better. I still don't think that about Philly, and if you are worse than Philly, and they're just a good team this year, well, then I way overrated this Celtics team. So I guess out of the first four games, that's still the one that bothers
me. Yeah, I'm with you. That Philly game's one that they should have won. And, you know, this team is not in the position where they can be giving away wins. I mean, that's just the reality. They're going to be hard to come by. I still think, and I think we were all on the same page, that they can win north of 40, but they can't be giving away games like that, especially when Embiid was useless. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy was a ghost out there. He didn't even play in the fourth quarter, and you let two guys explode for 70-plus points, and you get killed on the offensive glass, you turn the ball over. I mean, it was just losing basketball. So, yeah, it's definitely right to be frustrated about that one because, again, this team's just not in the position to be giving away games.
Peyton Pritchard last year, obviously Sixth Man of the Year, shot 40% from three. He's now starting. He's taking more shots, as we all expected him to take. He's not shooting well right now. It's only four games, but he's not shooting well from three. Should he stay in the starting lineup? I've always wanted him to come off the bench and stay coming off the bench. What do you do with him, and what do you make of his start?
Yeah, I'd probably take a little bit more of a patient approach with him. I mean, one, because he's earned it. He's earned the opportunity to start or at least have the chance to start, and I don't think that's something you start thinking about taking away from him after four games. And second of all, he's been doing other things besides his scoring, which is going to increase, right? I think he's just missing open shots. Like most of these shots that he's missing are ones that he makes. But he's also second in rebounds behind only Miyashita, tied with Jaylen Brown, and he leads team in assists. So people are going to get caught up on the shooting because obviously that's the most important aspect of his game is his shooting, and they need him to be better in that regard. But he's been doing other things. So I'd be a little bit more patient, wouldn't be rushing him out of the starting lineup up after just four games.
Do you think there's a point in the year where they start Simons to pump up the trade value? Because, again, the main thing they've done this year is they've cut payroll. Simons, as you've told us before, is probably the contract that stands out more so than Hauser that would get them to dip below not just the second apron, but below the luxury tax. So is there a point in time where they try to inflate his trade value by increasing his playing time or even starting him?
Possibly. I mean, I don't think they would do it just to increase the value. I think they would do it for the reasons that we saw the other night, the way he shot the ball in the fourth quarter.
Well, he was great in that fourth quarter the other night.
When he's shooting like that, and that's what they're going to need from him. I mean, it's a tall ask, but he's definitely capable of it, right? He's made 200 threes in two of the last 3 years, was a 20-point-per-game scorer in Portland. Like, he's capable of shouldering that load. And you saw what it does to this offense when he's making those shots, or when anyone's making the shots, really. Like, that was the fourth quarter, the other night, was the first time this year that we really started to see, like, the Celtics of old with those threes that they're making. And that's the kind of the key to it. It's not a coincidence that they finally win the three-point margin and they out-rebound their opponent and they win. I mean, that's what they're going to have to do on a nightly basis, and Anthony Simons is going to play a big role in that.
So real quick on the threes, I'm sorry, Keith, but they are tied for second in three-point attempts right now with New York, I believe. I was just looking this up. They're tied with New York. They trail Phoenix in three-point attempts. They're 0.2 off the lead for most attempts in the NBA. Last year, they were far and away the team that attempted the most, 48.2. I'm not surprised they're still shooting a lot of threes. I guess I'm surprised they're still that skewed to the top of the league given their personnel. Agree or disagree?
I mean, I'm really not because, I mean, it's kind of built for it like Derek White. I mean, what's he taking per game?
11.
Is that it?
Sam Hauser. Yeah.
Honestly, it feels like more.
It does.
Sam Hauser, almost 8. Simon, 7.5. Pritchard, 7. Jaylen Brown, almost 6.
Fine, like, but also they're now playing.
No Tatum, no Horford, no Porzingis.
And Kata is not a guy who's going to step out and shoot threes. I mean, I know Minot's still shooting him. I'm not sure he should.
Garza popped a couple.
Garza's one who probably should be allowed to. I guess I'm just surprised with their personnel. They're still jacking up that many threes.
Yeah, I mean, it is a fair thing. Like you said, like, I mean, they don't have a true stretch five. Like, and that's kind of a big reason as to why you would have thought the numbers dropped a little bit. But, I mean, if the shot's there, if it's an open shot, they're going to take it. I mean, that's just their philosophy. So it doesn't matter really who it is. I mean, the shot is it's expected to be taken if it's open. So I really don't expect them to waver in that regard. And especially when you're so top heavy and at that top, like, the players that are at the top of that, you know, that roster are great three-point shooters. So I expect them to lean in on it.
Yeah, it's funny. Interesting three-game stretch for the rookie. Our show's rookie of the year, Hugo Gonzalez.
Yeah.
He plays well against the Knicks. He starts against the Pistons and then doesn't play against the Pelicans.
Or Philly.
Yeah, right.
So he's got two DMPs.
He was going to the table.
But that was the the debut. I mean, so like, so he didn't play in the opener, which
right.
I'm like, okay,
right,
whatever.
No,
like,
no, I'm just saying, his first four games, two DMPs, one he played well, and the other one was a start. Yeah.
So like, has Mazzulla obviously maybe not even figured out what his role is going to be, or what should his role be?
Yeah, he hasn't figured out anyone's role, to
yeah,
be honest.
Maybe true.
I mean, you know, like guys like Derek White and Peyton Pritchard, you know those guys, but beyond that, he doesn't really know what anyone's role is going to be. So he's been mixing and matching with the rotation to, you know, figure out what he's got on this roster. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing is where they are deep is with their wings. I mean, we were talking about it earlier. Josh Minot can compete and he can play. Same with Hugo Gonzalez, and Jaylen Brown and Sam Hauser obviously can. So the wings are pretty deep. So he's still kind of figuring out what they have. And I thought him starting in Detroit might have been kind of a message, right? He comes in mm-hmm. in New York, picks up Jalen Brunson full court on the first possession. He was hustling around everywhere, playing intense defense, and that's kind of what they're looking for, right? They're looking for that edge, for that swagger. That's what they're going to need to make up for the lack of talent on the roster. So I think he kind of sent a message in starting Hugo Gonzalez, and it's like, hey, all you guys on this roster, with the exception of the top guys, are fighting for what's next. They're all unproven, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, guys like Josh Minot, Luka Garza, Jordan Walsh, Baylor Scheiman, these guys are playing for what's next. They're playing for a spot in the NBA. And I think he sent a message to them by starting Hugo Gonzalez and saying, well, look, you can play if you bring the intensity and you bring the intangibles that we're looking for. So I think that was part of it. And Josh Minot brought that in the fourth quarter and against Detroit, and then he got a start. So I'm not really surprised by that.
I was just looking at somebody texted this. I didn't realize Derek White is tied for the lead in 3-point attempts a game at 11.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, that's a big number.
It's
him
only making two.
It's him and Markkanen. That's ahead of LaMelo Ball, Steph Curry, Dylan Brooks. That's a lot of threes for Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, well, Dylan Brooks is going to cool off a little bit.
Yeah, more than Mac. I mean, more than anybody. I mean,
Markkanen had a 50-point game the other night.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So that's wild. That's way too many threes for him.
But I'm not surprised. Remember when Tatum went down last year in the playoffs? It just turned into Derek White. Even before Tatum went down, actually, that playoff run, it was Derek White was just launching threes. It's all he does.
I mean, that. I don't love that. And it honestly, it feels like more than 11 a night.
And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it feels like a lot of them are like pull-ups too. They're not catch and shoot, which is part of the issue. And that's been another issue kind of with this team, is that the ball hasn't really been moving a ton. It's not a surprise the other night that they have 20 assists and it's their first win of the year. That was the first time they cracked 20. Like, they're at their best when they're moving the ball and they're creating for others. But when you don't have Jason Tatum, you don't have Drew Holiday, you don't have Kristaps Porzingis, it's so much harder to create offense using each other that a lot of it is creating for yourself. And I think Derek White's been kind of a casualty of that in percentages.
The playoff games last year without Tatum, I feel like kind of were a little foreshadowing of what we could see. Like, if the shots are falling, they're still a tough team to beat, right? Like, you got a bunch of guys that can fill it up. But then there are nights where it doesn't, and it's like you're not going to be able to score other ways. You're not going to rebound very well, and then they got just the doors blown off of them. So I guess that could be a little concerning. At what point, we brought up the topic yesterday about, you know, tanking for the Bruins, tanking for the Celtics. At what point, and I'm not there yet, to be clear, because I can't go from, hey, I think they can be the sixth seed, to watching four games and then me punting on it. But, like, at what point does that become a realistic conversation where you're like, all right, maybe Hugo Gonzalez plays a little bit more, and maybe like Baylor Shireman plays a little bit more, and maybe Jaylen Brown can rest on this game? Like, at what point do you think you look at something like that?
Yeah, I think you start looking that towards like kind of the middle of the year. That's when you start having those type of conversations, but I really don't expect them to. Okay. I just don't look at this core and this coaching staff and this front office as one that's going to be like, okay, we're just going to lean in and embrace this. Like,
about,
I think they're going to go
ownership?
Full in. I mean, ownership might with the luxury tax. I mean, we talked about that the other day. $12 million over.
And the only reason I ask, because if ownership tells them to do it,
they have to. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Brad wanted to trade Porzingis and not re-sign Horford and trade Drew. Like, I don't think they wanted to do any of that. But when ownership says we're doing it, so fine. Maybe none of those guys are on board. What if ownership?
But
is?
I'd imagine, like, if they were to make a move to try to get under that, it would have to be Anthony Simons. And that wouldn't affect what you're doing with Jaylen Brown and Peyton Pritchard and Derek White. Unless ownership steps in and, you know, Jaylen Brown, for whatever reason, come February, his hamstring starts barking again, and they shut him down for a couple weeks. Maybe,
I mean, if there's
like
a real
that.
Injury there, then that's obvious. I mean, in 07, you know, Paul Pierce was hurt, but then it was like, he's probably going to come back, right? And then it was like, all right, you're good. And then you kind of just sit out the rest of the season. But no, I don't want to go there yet, but you see them, they're 1-3. As Jones points out, the one win, no Zion, and not a great Pelicans team.
And for three quarters, they weren't looking that great.
No, they weren't. And then tonight, Cleveland. Like, I like Cleveland.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Cleveland's nasty. Celtics are, I mean, they're at home, but Cleveland's one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. I mean,
and they have a ton of size, which is
it's not a great matchup
for them. Yeah. And same with Houston on Saturday. They're one of the biggest teams in the league. So, I mean, we talked about it really from when the schedule came out, is how hard these opening couple weeks are going to be. And it makes it even difficult. Like, again, when you have so many new faces, you have different guys playing with different players, playing in different roles. It's a lot harder to kind of ease into that when you're playing some of the premier teams in the league. So that's been a problem for them. But after the stretch, it really does open up.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Houston and Cleveland, they might have a lot of size. They're also way more talented than the Celtics these days. So that's a new problem for them as well, which didn't used to be their problem, again, before the new owner got here. Do you think we're going to see, and we see it every year in the sport, like by the end of the year, once you're out of it, we see it every year. Specifically, though, with the buzz around this draft class, starting with DeBonsta, right, the kid from Brockton, Boozer's kid, and I forget the kid's name at Kansas, but there's three kids who are like top flight, can't miss, quote unquote, draft picks. Do you think league-wide, even independent of the Celtics, we see more teams trying to tank, go to the top of the lottery, go to the top of the draft because of this draft class?
100%. And you've seen it even in the recent years, and the draft classes weren't even as strong. So, yeah, I think you definitely see that. And with this draft class already getting this much buzz in October, seems a little crazy that teams are already talking full-on tanks, and we haven't even reached Halloween yet. Like, some say that NBA shouldn't even start till November. So the fact that we're already having these conversations, I think, is pretty indicative of that, where, yeah, I think teams are going to go and try to get some of the top talent in this league. I mean, you could see how fast it can turn around if you can hit on one of those guys, especially in basketball. It can just change your trajectory. So, yeah, I can see teams doing that.
Friday's NBA Cup game, I believe.
It is.
Y'all
nice!
Jazzed up for that, Jones?
I mean,
a little Halloween NBA Cup?
Yes, I did. I'll be honest, that was not on my radar.
Yeah,
Sixers. Yes. NBA Cup.
They could win. Now, in that one ESPN projection that they had, or the simulation where the Magic won the title.
Yep.
Celtics won the NBA Cup.
How about that?
Yeah.
I'll take that trade.
Something to play for. Banner.
I'll take that trade this year.
But it's getting crowded up there with all those banners. Make one for the in-season tournament. Not bad.
Didn't realize that.
I'm interested to see if they like put more stock into it. Like, last couple of years, they haven't been really interested in it. Obviously, they're going out and trying to win games, but and they've cared when it mattered. They've cared about the point differential. But I'm curious to see if they go, like, really go for this thing this year and give them a chance to, as Joe Mazzulla would love, compete in a competitive environment and all that.
I think they should. You're not winning a title this year. I think you could still potentially – I want to ask you about Tatum coming up. I think you still potentially could go on a run if you figure things out and weather the storm until Tatum comes back in February, March, April, and now you have Tatum back on a team that's playing well. I still think you'd go on a run in the East. But, yeah, you should prioritize winning these games and winning in a competitive environment in the NBA Cup. I thought that with good teams in the past. Never mind with this team.
I agree. One thing that we...
But you do agree. So you like the NBA Cup.
No, I don't like the NBA Cup. But I'm saying, like, they should... Right now, your point about this, they should try to win games, I'm in favor of.
Yeah.
But there also is a point, and I don't know. I might jump ship before the midway point of the season, but somewhere in, like, the 25-30 game. So, you know, jumping in front of your line a little bit. To be like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, okay. At this point, because of the draft class, because of like, all right, you can't expect Tatum to come back and be the man. One thing I wanted to get Terp's take on, because this came out on Friday, so we even had a chance to talk about it. Did you see Jaylen Brown's comments asking about the gambling stuff?
No. Oh, so, yes. Where he's like, we don't even get any of the money from it?
I was like, okay. So there's been a lot of examples of this. Jaylen Brown thinks he's so much smarter than he really is, and this is just the latest example of it. And he stepped into a lot of stuff, remember, with the things that he like sharing on social media and his defense of Kyrie Irving. You're like, oh, man, like a guy I want to root for, you say a lot of dumb stuff. This didn't offend as many people as some of the things that he has said in the past.
No, but
this was just
wrong.
So stupid.
Yeah.
He basically said, for those that missed it, he was asked about, you know, the gambling stuff, and he's like, oh, well, when this was introduced a few years ago, I don't think they took the players into consideration. We don't benefit from any of the profits.
Aren't the profits split? Players and owners? Yeah.
Right, and then the salary cap keeps going up because 50-50. Of how much money you make.
50-50 it's split.
But, I mean, they were on the road for that, so you weren't there in that scrum, right, when he was answering
that
question? Yeah, but, like, that's just sort of like an eye roll.
Especially for somebody so involved in the NBA.
Right? I was like, Jaylen?
Part of it, too.
Like, you might want to know about that.
I'm curious how much, and I'm sure not when the locker room is open and when you guys are in there, but how much the players are talking about what's going on with Terry Rozier. I mean, Brown was a teammate of Terry Rozier, so, like, for some of these guys to be like, like, and they probably all know who's involved in what and who isn't, and, like, I don't know. Kind of got to be a strange time right now for these guys.
For the NBA at large.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a huge deal. I mean, you can't overstate that enough. You had a player blatantly, like, throwing lines.
With a player and, like, a head coach, like, tied up
in
all this stuff.
Sitting
correct.
Head coach.
Right.
I mean, that's terrible.
Well, and what's the story that came out in the last 24 hours? Rozier owed
$8 million on taxes or something like that. They were going to foreclose on his home or condo or whatever it was in Miami.
Yeah.
And so why did he need to take a dive tap out of a game? Because he's going to owe money. So these athletes, despite what they make, you go, oh, why are they chasing $100,000, this and that? Despite what they make, I mean, that's why.
Yeah.
Certainly a huge deal. Maybe we'll get some answers on that from some of the players coming up. He had his live stream last night, right?
Yeah, Jalen did. Yeah. I saw clips of it. Yeah.
Are we getting
Twitch.
A new hairdo tonight?
I think he had like a buzzer. I didn't watch it, to be honest, but I did see a clip that he like called LeBron and asked for hairline advice, which is hilarious.
Has he been asked about that, or was this the joke yesterday for it? Because that's the other thing. He's got the Carlos Boozer hair going, where he's like spray painting his head, and it's wiped off onto different players that he's played against.
Well, it certainly happened was ridiculous. In the Knicks game.
I think the Pistons game it did too.
Debatable against the Pistons.
What else could that have been?
Well, I see what looks like his fake hairline rubbing off on a shirt.
Spray paint.
But in the Knicks game, it's not even a question that his head touched the other guy's jersey, and next thing you know, there's a big spot on his jersey.
Why is he doing that?
You don't think it's a good look?
Nope. No, I don't.
We have hair doctors we can line him up with.
Sure.
Turb, you should let him know. Let him know that. Just be like, hey.
Like, listen.
I work at WEEI. Yeah. I'm now TV Turb, but I work at WEEI.
We could probably get you a deal.
To help you out.
Dr. Lopresti, right?
That's right. Yeah. Couple ad reads for Jalen Brown.
Around here?
Say it again?
Do we have any business cards laying around here?
Probably. Yeah, bring one.
Oh, yeah, I'll take one tonight.
Ken's probably got some.
Yeah, I'll take one tonight.
Yeah, go pass
it. Add him to the list. Wasn't Ninkovich one of those guys?
Yeah, you don't even ask a question. Yes. Yeah. You don't even ask a question.
I'll just print out a read for you, Terp. You can hand it to him.
Yeah, that works.
Just hand him a business card.
Next thing you know, off day, boom, he's getting the surgery. Wood Scowl, he watched Iron Man 1 and 2, I think. I heard the ad for him.
Yeah, what would Jalen watch?
I think Portnoy watched Braveheart.
Yeah.
The old ad.
What would Jalen watch? Some like pseudo-intellectual movie.
Some documentary.
Yeah, something like that.
He could theoretically go after a shoot-around before a game.
Definitely.
It's a relatively
bang that
procedure.
Out a couple hours, you get a brand new head of hair.
I think the hairline's a little sensitive after that, so I might want to try to time that up around
that's
break.
True. You may let it heal a little bit if you're Jalen, whatever the hell he was doing with
it. Tobias, when you touch his hair, he's just like, anyway, Terp, good stuff.
Thank you, Terp.
All right.
Check him out here at High Noon every Wednesday. Pure Hoops with Terp. And, of course, TV Terp. Keep an eye out for him on Nesson as well. Always good stuff. Follow him on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin. Let's get back to the Patriots. Some trades yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. have prices that get your budget at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Hey, our thoughts on that big Halloween show planned for Jones and Keefe on Friday.
Looking forward to it, as always.
Wiggy, I'm sure, will be costume shaming per usual.
Yeah, he did that pretty significantly last year. You tried. He crushed you for your Rocket Man thing.
I tried. Now, in fairness,
you bought batteries that were batteries, like used batteries.
The dollar store batteries that we purchased as a Jones family. That probably didn't work out so hot.
Yeah, that's a classic get what you pay for. Batteries. You got to pay for the real. If you haven't heard of the brand, then it's probably not going to work.
I don't want to do that. I got to be honest. I don't want to do that.
I understand, but you're going to end up buying more of them.
Most of the things that we need in my home that are battery powered are for Lucas. And so it's like, whatever. If it runs out, honestly, win for us.
Yeah, actually,
so
good.
Honestly, I don't really care about dollar store batteries. But in the case of my Halloween costume, it backfired. Yeah. Spectacular.
I know. Raleigh Fingers, 2-time Rolaids Relief Man of the Year, is going to be tough to top for me, but I'll do my best.
It's going to be a difficult one. I'll do my best. We do have a plan. So stay tuned on Friday. I'm not sure the Patriots have a plan for the trade deadline.
I think they do. They started it yesterday.
I hope they do.
They did.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
If you're asking me to guess, are they going to be adding between now and the deadline? My guess would be yeah.
Yeah.
But
deadline's Tuesday, so you have this. You have, you know, this whole weekend, and then Monday, Tuesday, you better get going. They added a couple of picks.
I don't love in general that they're subtracting, but I also don't really care who they subtracted. So I have trouble squaring that one away. I just think as a contender, and I think they are a contender, as we established yesterday, you're dealing off depth. And like we've already seen Kyle Duggar need to play because they've had injuries at safety because they're so poor and depleted at safety. We've already seen Kyle Duggar start 4 games.
But they added John Saunders Jr.
They did.
Off the Miami practice
squad. That was a good
squad.
Claim off the Dolphins practice squad.
But no, they could use a better safety because Duggar really wasn't factoring in anyway. It looked like he was going to get cut in camp. He didn't. They cut Peppers. And now Duggar and Peppers are reunited in Pittsburgh. Well,
here's where I stand on this. And the Patriots are eating most of the Duggar salary. The 2 years are gone beyond this year. So really, he's going to be a free agent. And they're paying the money they would have paid anyways to get a 6th-round pick. Which is really a pick swap. They're not just getting that. They're dealing off a 7th to get a 6th. Same thing with Keon White. If they add to their safety room, and if they add a pass rusher, then I'll look at it and go, okay, no harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, and I know these guys were inactive last week, but if injuries happen, and they already have that safety, and they could at edge rusher. Harold Landry's been hurt in the past. Kalavon Chaisson, we'll see. So they don't have a lot of depth at either position. And I don't think contending teams should be subtracting. So right now it's an incomplete picture, but grading it today, I think I'd rather have the depth than the pick swap that gives you nothing.
No, I'm not all that excited about the pick swap. I wonder if they're just trying to maximize the picks that they have and then use those in trades, right? And like, so between now and Tuesday, they know how many 6th-round picks or whatever that they want to use over the next couple of years. And they say, you know what? We have a better chance of getting player X with these two picks than we would have with like Duggar or White. There's not a lot of player for player trades anyway in the NFL. It's a lot of player for picks. So now you just added more picks, or you at least moved up in a couple rounds. So that's fine. But yeah, add some more guys. Because in a weird way, these two, especially like Keon White, the way things are headed, it was almost like a big name cut. You know what I mean? Like he really was not a factor at all. He got passed by, as did Duggar on the depth chart, by, in the case of Duggar, guys that we didn't think we're going to pass him by. If you told me, you know, Harold Landry greater than White, I'd say fine. Chaisson, that was a surprise to me, but he started day one of camp, looked good, and never really looked back. And we'd heard so much about, what Vrabel wants to run, and at the time, Terrell Williams, like, what they want to run is different than, you know, a guy like Keon White. You're like, all right, I guess there's a lot of truth to that. And now they're just gone. But I'm with you. It's the same way I felt about, like, the Peppers cut. It's like, yeah, all right, he might not have been the best player in the world, but you're not the best team in the world. Like, you're playing well. At the time of the Peppers trade, we didn't really know they were going to be 6-2. But, yeah, they're oddly not in a spot to lose talent. But it hasn't backfired on him yet. I mean, Peppers and Bourne are two good examples of guys that have been okay on other teams, veteran guys. But clearly, they're looking at getting rid of a lot of players from the previous teams. Like, the more new blood, the merrier is how they view it.
Well, but even look at their drafts recently. And look, I agree. Keon White, I didn't love and I didn't think needed to play. ESPN gave it a poor grade. Think of that what you will. But they gave the Pats a C-minus for that. They gave the Niners an A-minus. So grading the trades, they think the Niners got the better of you in that trade.
You think either one of these guys...
The Duggar trade was more 50-50.
You think either one of these guys are going to be really good for their new team?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think either one's a good player.
Yeah.
So, again, if you need to get some bodies on the field, though, in the case of injury, and what's a six-round pick doing for me? Do I think that six-round pick is going to be a good player? No.
Oh, I mean... Yeah, the chances of it are.
I don't think so. Great. Maybe you hit on Kayshon Booty. Mm-hmm. Maybe once in a blue moon, once in a lifetime, you hit on Brady in the sixth round.
Yeah, I understand.
It can be valuable.
But that also isn't helping.
What's the odds of that?
It's not helping the 2025 team. So even if you love picks and you want the most picks ever, it's not helping the 2025 team. So I'm hoping they can still look to add that. I wonder, and this is what we pointed out about Peppers at the time, is did Duggar, and maybe even more so Keon White, the season unfolds, they're like, I don't really love where I am, but I'm going to try to win the job back. I don't win the job back. We're getting halfway through the season. And now, you know what? Maybe I'm not super committed to this anymore. And rather than like, oh, come on, bud, like stay with it. They're like, just see ya.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we don't need anybody in the locker room that's not going to be full go with the
team.
Well,
and so far that's not dragging them down. They're 6-2, but
this is the time to do it.
That could invite a problem. I agree with you on that. Yeah. So they might not be done. And again, it's an incomplete snapshot. If they end up making a move at the deadline, I'll feel differently. But right now, I'd rather have roster players than sixth-round picks, which are really pick swaps where you're moving up half a round.
I get it.
Honestly, I'd rather have that sitting here today. But if they make moves, and maybe they will, if they do, I might feel differently. Sitting here today is how I feel about it. But the 2020 draft, Duggar's now gone. The only remaining players from 2020, and this is 5 years ago, rosters turn over a lot in the NFL. Anfernee Jennings is still here, .. for now.
Yeah, I mean, you barely notice him.
That's another
guy.
He's
been hanging on by a thread the last few years.
He got passed over by Ponder last week. So that's another guy who I could see them trading if they could get a late pick swap for him. But he's here for now. When he was on the roster, that's a 2020 draft pick. And so that's a starter for you. It's a good player. Mm-hmm. 2021, the only two players remaining from that draft, Barmore and Stevenson. Barmore's
good.
Disciplined a handful of times.
But he's been a good player. Stevenson, again, we've talked a lot about him this year, the highs and the lows.
The only player from 2022 is a guy they just extended, and we're going to talk about coming up, Marcus Jones.
Nice player.
That's it, though.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a real bad draft. No, but
Thornton, Jack Jones, Pierre Strong, Bailey Zappe, Kevin Harris, Sam Roberts, who I think you're going to play this week, now with Atlanta, Chasen Hines, and Andrew Stuber. That was your draft.
All right.
They're all gone. You still have Marcus Jones.
So the reason this one, and I know people always get on their high horses because they're like, what are you, a draft expert? Yes. Matter of fact, I am. But 2022 was the year that in real time, you were like, this is an awful draft. And it was.
Yeah.
Because not only
the
was...
The Rams laughed at you for Cole Strange.
Correct.
We all made fun of the Tyquan Thornton pick.
You drafted a guard from Chattanooga in the first round. So... Even if he ended up being a good player, which he didn't, you would have been like, all right, did you have to take him there? Because that was the other thing about it. Not only did you draft all bad players, with the exception of Marcus Jones, if you remember, they all went way earlier than all the projections. And not just Mel Kiper's, but like to your point, the LA Rams were like, we thought we could get that guy in the third round. They took him in the first. Tyquan Thornton was not expected to be a top 50 pick. He goes 50. Jack Jones obviously had some off-field stuff, and they took him at 4. Pierre Strong, remember him, the running back? That was a fourth-round pick. That was also Zappi's year. Kevin Harris, the other running back.
Once you get to the late-round guys,
you're throwing darts. You're throwing darts. But I would say the first 2 days, you were like, this is a horrible draft. And it was.
And I think we said it in real time. Yeah.
Yep.
The 2023 draft, they have Gonzo, Mapu, and then I guess this speaks to the value of the sixth-round picks.
Yeah.
Booty, Behringer, Pop Douglas are all on the team.
You know what's funny? That was the year they had 4 sixth-round picks. 4 sixth-round picks. And what, 3 of them are still on the team?
Yeah. I mean, now one's a punter.
And one's a punter who just shanked on 15 yards.
Punt. Yeah. The other is Pop Douglas, who we would have cut a couple of weeks ago, but is now making a few plays here and there. Booty's good. That's a legitimate one.
I would say just the way the draft is, and they had a lot of picks that year, but if you're like, you have Christian Gonzalez and Kayshon Booty from that draft.
No, you feel pretty good about that.
It's a win.
I totally agree. Last year's draft, what's staggering is you technically have 3 players. from last year's draft.
Oh, you don't.
Marcellus Dial is on IR.
Yeah, no thanks.
Caden Wallace, I guess, is still on the roster, though if you ask me that, I might not have known. And then Drake May. Everybody else from last year's draft is already gone.
I mean, the Jalen Polk one is what stands out. I mean, you don't usually see a guy picked 37th last as long or as little as he did with a team. But you got Drake May, so you'd be like, oh, it's the Drake May draft, so whatever. Unfortunately, you had nothing else to pair with him from there. But, yeah, I mean, at the very least, you could say the last Belichick draft greater than the first Elliott Wolf draft. Because the only thing Elliott Wolf hit was the quarterback, which also wasn't even a choice.
That's totally fair.
It was given to you.
That's totally fair, but he still whiffed on the Keon White pick.
Oh, 100%.
Keon White is gone.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, but that draft is definitely better than the Elliott Wolf draft. I'll give Bill that.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. What'd you think of those trades yesterday? And you expect the Patriots to make an actual addition instead of subtraction? I don't think a contending team should be subtracting and worrying about six-round picks a year from now. But so far, that's what they've done. You can discuss. Plus, the numbers from Marcus Jones are in on his contract extension. We didn't have those yesterday. We have thoughts on that. And who else could be up for a contract extension around here? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Mike Vrabel, Patriots head coach. He talks a little after 1 o'clock today. You typically hear his press conference on Wednesdays on Jones and Keefe. You'll hear that coming up. Meanwhile, he and the Patriots handed out a 3-year extension to Marcus Jones. We had that news yesterday, Keefe.
Uh-huh.
As it broke, what we didn't know, because the reporting came in later, were some of the numbers and figures on the contract extension, and we still don't know all of it unless I've missed it. In the last hour or so, more details have come out. And the devil will be in the details with this. But the way Field Yates put it on Twitter yesterday, it's a 3-year extension for $36 million.
Okay.
$12 million a pop. Doesn't sound horrible. No. Upside goes up to $40.5 million, 40.5. What stood out to me is it makes him a top three highest paid slot corner in the NFL. And I was like,
okay.
Well, that feels a little strong. I guess I don't really care that the Patriots are spending money at the end of the day, but are they overpaying for a guy who's had a good start to the year? Makes me wonder.
Yeah, he has been really good to start the year, and you already know he is an elite punt returner. So I think with all this, the whole conversation, you have to say, and he returns punts. Not every slot corner that is getting paid money also returns punts, and if they do, they're not doing it as well as he is. So I think that obviously gives him added value. We haven't seen him on offense yet, but we have in his career. They could always, you know, do that if they so chose. I think they're rewarding him for his good play is one thing, but they're also locking this guy up. And I think that's also a good message to send to the rest of the team. And I can't speak to every single, you know, third corner NFL.
Didn't
but
pretend to know it.
In eight games, I've noticed him a lot on defense. And not just his two interceptions. Like, he's had a lot of big plays. You're like, oh, that's Marcus Jones again.
And there's real potential that this coaching staff and this scheme gets more out of him than certainly Mayo and that crew a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And even Bill a couple of years ago. Now, he was really banged up one of those years, right? I think he played 14 games
second
last year.
His second year
he played
three?
Yeah, two or three off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And then his other year was a rookie. So maybe you understand some of it, but no, I'm with you about, I don't know every team's third corner, but Taylor Kyles had this stat yesterday. Marcus Jones is the top rated slot corner in the NFL, according to PFF, in terms of passer rating allowed.
There you go.
53.8 ahead of Jordan Lewis, Jaquan McMillan, Cooper DeJean, who I know, and Javon Bullard. Most of these third corners, I don't pretend to know much about. And so it puts him just below another top slot defender. Jalen Petrie of the Houston Texans, who makes $13 million a year. So he's right in line with that. So, look, you made the point earlier, Keith. You're going to have to pay Christian Gonzalez this offseason. You're going to have to pay Drake May 2 years from now. And those guys are going to get their money, and they're probably going to be, if not the top paid at their position in the case of Gonzalez, one of the highest paid. Drake May shatter records.
He could.
The way he's playing and just the fact that he's the next quarterback that's up, they tend to be the ones who are highest paid. So that could be what you're looking at. Now is the time to overpay some of those guys because those other contracts aren't on the books.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's an either-or proposition, but we asked this earlier. Dice texted in, the next guy up for a contract extension should be Kayshon Booty, who I think is an interesting test case. If it was either-or, where you got to make a decision now on Jones, you can't pay Booty now. Maybe you give the money to Gonzalez and the money's already paid to Marcus Jones and you go, ooh, now we do have some salary on the books. They're a little more hesitant to pay Kayshon Booty. So I could see the way the Kraft spent, 31st in the NFL in spending since they took over. I could see that being an issue. If you had to pay one or the other, if it were an either-or proposition, Marcus Jones or Kayshon Booty, who would you pay?
I'd probably pay Booty.
Same.
But you should pay both. And I think a lot of times over the years, we've sort of been programmed to be like, well, they can only pay one of them. They can only pay two of them. We're like, no. No. Listen to this. So Aiden Hutchinson just signed a massive extension with the Lions.
Yeah, $180 million or whatever, right?
Do you see some of the extensions they've signed over the last few years? So for the few people out there that still think the salary cap is a thing.
Okay, well, let me think about it. Okay. Amon-Ra has gotten a deal, right?
Amon-Ra, $120 million.
Okay, Goff must have gotten a deal in there.
212. 4 years, $212 million for Goff.
I don't think Gibbs has gotten one yet, right? I think he's too young.
Not yet. No, nope. Sonic
They pay Jameson Williams, right?
Jameson Williams, 3 for $80 million.
Okay. Sewell must have been up
by now.
Oh,
Penei
Sewell, 4 for $112 million.
Nice. I don't think they can pay Laporta yet. Who else am I missing?
Let's see. Kirby Joseph, 4 for $85 million. Aleem McNeil, 4 for $97 million. And Taylor Decker, 3 for $60 million.
Okay, so if you add offensive linemen, defensive linemen, safety, some skill position players. Yeah,
did they pay DJ Reed during the offseason?
Yes. They might have.
Yes.
Schefter has this. He just says recent Lions extensions, and there's 8 players, and it's almost $1 billion.
Okay, that's fine. I understand. We talk about this with the Red Sox all the time. They could spend whatever
want. Yeah.
And football's genuinely not that far off from it.
Yeah.
But now let's deal in reality. Is Kraft going to do that?
So here's the thing. I think he might get forced into it because it'd be guys like Marcus Jones who don't get re-signed, which is where they'd pinch the money. Because they're going to have to pay Drake May. If he keeps playing like this, it would be insane.
I have no question in my mind they're going to pay May. They might not do what the Lions are doing and extend everybody.
No, they probably won't do that. But I'm saying, like, if Drake May and Christian Gonzalez force their hands for these big money, maybe they would say, do we really need to give $40 million to Marcus Jones? No, they'd probably try to work around it because if he left, there'd be people being like, oh, he was really good. Why'd you let him go? But they wouldn't like lose their minds over it.
It's true.
So I feel like it's a bunch of players like that, that for the owner starts to add up. And you're like, can we just get a cheaper, can we just draft another slot corner? Probably could.
You could.
But they identified him that they like him. They paid him. So I'll view that as a good sign.
And he's a captain, which honestly, when they named him a captain this offseason, I thought was strange.
Yeah, good point.
But it turns out he's a leader on
the
team.
Rather than getting rid of all the captains, they decided to extend one.
And they're getting a lot out of his play in this system for this coaching staff. So look, I get it and I don't have a problem with it. I just wonder if it's going to prevent him from doing other things. But we both say we'd pay Kayshawn Booty. Like if you had to pick one, I would pay Kayshawn Booty. But then what if they go out and they trade for Brian Thomas, A.J. Brown?
Oh, then you don't need to.
Correct. So there is
that
as
well. But
it's a
good fallback where you're like, all right, maybe you can, you know, be calling other teams and seeing what are the chances that they part with one of those guys. And then if they don't, turn your attention back to Booty. You know he works well with Drake May and try to get a deal done.
So we do have an update on A.J. Brown. Florio had an item on that earlier today we can get to. We also have an update on Myles Garrett. I heard Ninkovich this morning. He's like,
he wants Garrett?
I had a great idea. I want Myles Garrett.
Oh, I like that idea.
Which I would co-sign on that.
Would you
idea.
Take Myles Garrett?
I would personally, yes.
On the Pats?
I would.
Yeah,
although,
but where would he play?
Although it might shatter Will Campbell's confidence in practice.
Yeah.
But I
put him on the other side.
I would take him.
I'd take him.
But Ninkovich went so far as to slide into his DMs.
He DM'd Myles Garrett?
Yeah, it hadn't been read. Courtney said you can see if he's read it right next to it, and Ninkovich is like, oh, he hasn't even seen it.
I'm sure Myles Garrett has a lot of people.
He'll get to
around.
It, Nink.
Yeah.
He's going to get to it.
You know who Myles Garrett, I'm the WAG expert. You know who his girlfriend is?
I do not.
Chloe Kim.
Oh, you know
Olympic
what?
Snowboarder.
Keith told me this the other day in a break. You had told me that. I had already forgotten about it.
That's a sports power couple if
Similar
I ever heard one.
Similar forgetting about Andy Ashby as our random ball player the other day.
Two-time random player
but
Andy
that,
Ashby.
That's quite a power duo.
It is.
That's true.
I mean, the ESPYs are going to go nuts for that couple.
And she'd probably want to go, not ski the Northeast. Go snowboard the Northeast is probably what she'd
ride.
Do. Yeah, ride the Northeast.
Ski or ride. She'd probably ride.
Thank you.
She'd probably ride.
Not doing
with
that
her gold medals. Yeah.
Anyways, we have an update on Garrett and A.J. Brown, both Patriots related, coming up. Plus Mike Vrabel. You're going to hear from him live from Foxborough coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.